Transnet has not yet lifted its force majeure status, but digital systems at the four affected ports have been coming back online since Tuesday. The Public Enterprises Ministry says that Transnet and its customer data do not appear to have been compromised by the cyber attack. Since the 22nd of July, the need to switch to manual systems has slowed down the import and export operations, also putting pressure on storage space at container terminals and increasing the risk of damage to perishable foods stuck in transit. The disruptions also affect several landlocked neighboring countries. Mark Routon, South Africa.